Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's the fine music of the Mascaras, Desert Masks, taking us in. And I welcome you back. Welcome everyone back to the interview segment of the Vent Man Show. We've had a year of doing Walking Dead and doing all sorts of other things, but it's kind of good again to be just to be doing a little one-on-one with interesting people. So welcome aboard. Before we begin with our illustrious guest star, I would just like to give a quick thank you and a shout out to the fine people of Skinny Buddha Organic Cafe. I encountered them at the White Plains Flea Market. Very good stuff. No, pardon me, not the flea market, the farmer's market. And they have an excellent, excellent vegetarian chili. And I'm not even necessarily a vegetarian, but it's outstanding. They do a few good things with kale and otherwise boring food. And they have all sorts of, they have organic meatballs, all sorts of nice things. You can catch them on Wednesdays at the White Plains Farmers Market, or you can find them in Scarsdale or Mount Kisco up here in Westchester. They're called Skinny Buddha Organic Cafe, and you can simply go to www.myskinnybuddha.com. Okay, and now let's get on with it. So my wonderful cohort, Diana Navarro, interviewed this interesting and unique guest who I'm about to have on now several times already, and I'm very pleased to have him on myself. His name is Jared Kudaroff. The world knows him more affectionately as Coots, and he sounds like quite a guy, so let's bring him in. How you doing, Coots?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent. Great, great. And thank you for joining us. And I apologize because we actually met, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, and I was bouncing around one of Diana's events, and I didn't have a chance to really talk to you.
No, it's fine. My pleasure for being on tonight.
Great, great. So you are kind of living a sort of a little dream right now. You kind of had a normal life before, and now you're going to have part or a good fraction of that normal life immortalized in film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you so basically you're a film about your life sort of premiered, correct me if any of the details are wrong, premiered at the Big Apple Film Festival this year, correct?
No, it did not make its premiere there.
Okay. So how did that come about?
It premiered at the Brightside Tavern Film Festival, but the Big Apple was one of the festivals along the tour.
I see. Okay. So what is the, right now, what is the nature of the film? How long is it? And, you know, just how did it come about?
Right now, it's like 13 minutes. It's a school project. It came about, one of my acquaintances asked me if I wanted to do a school project. If you wanted to do a school project about my life, I said, sure, let's do it. And it happened. It took off, and now it's starting to get, I'm starting to get pretty huge from it.
Ah, excellent. Would you say at this point, it's sort of, you're at the stage now where you're kind of, it's like in the marketing stage, right? You're kind of trying to shop it out there to others?
Not necessarily. It's a, honestly, this short film, honestly, is actually about a couple of days from being pulled, as it is right now. It's private. We're about to be done with the whole festival tour. Me and my my team, we're moving along to a feature narrative getting put together.
Excellent. So you're looking to take that and expand it into something much bigger.
Yeah, it's the feature film is going to be a reenactment of my life.
Ah, okay, good. Mm-hmm. Now, what's your background? I mean, prior to this, where are you from? Actually, first of all,
I'm from. I grew up my first year in Hoboken, which is where I live now. But I lived most of my life over in North Caldwell, Essex County, New Jersey.
Okay, excellent, excellent. I love bike riding in the Essex area and north of there in Bergen County. I actually crossed the bridge just to go bike riding there because it's so nice.
Nice.
Yeah, and Hoboken is as well, so certainly a good choice. Now, what's your background in terms of, you know, profession, college?
I was like midway through high school. I was like, this is not doing it. And then I decided to drop out of high school senior year, which is now turned into the best decision of my life. And I always thought it was the right decision for me. Some people at the time, they questioned the decision and they were like, what are you doing? Well, I was the kind of kid who's never going to go to college. So I was like, I'm going to do this. And I realized one day it's going to be the best decision. And now it's coming out and everyone's like, oh, wow, I want to be this kid.
It, you know, it's funny. At the time, it's terrifying. When you're first doing it, it's terrifying. Only years later can you say and look back and say, you know, thank God I did that. That's what I hear from other people who've done the same thing. Yours is even braver because I bet you a lot of people are just telling you, hey, you did 3.5 years already. Stay put. You probably got a lot of that, right?
Yeah, I did. To me, I did. And I'm the kind of kid who – it has to be a certain person for me to listen to. I'm kind of in my own world. I won't listen to anyone, and I knew I was making the right decision. I needed to get out of high school. I was done with everything that comes with the whole circus of it, and I knew eventually I would be fine. I wasn't going to go to college. I wasn't going to do a Wall Street kind of job. I was going to do my own thing.
Right. Now, what most of all, obviously, the biggest objectors, I would imagine, might have been your parents or anyone kind of.
No, I would say just like a lot of kids from my high school and stuff. Honestly, I haven't talked to my mom since I was 12, and me and my dad have been we don't talk much. We just kind of do our own thing. So like he wasn't happy about it, but like it was whatever.
I see. Now, did you have, let's say, during elementary school, high school, did you sort of have anything like in you that was sort of gearing you towards media or film, anything like that? Anything?
The one thing I'll say about that is not necessarily, but I'm also the kind of kid everyone would say is you can have a movie made about you, and no one can have a movie made about them. And I'm the kind of kid who always dreaming up, like in the film, I thought I was going to go to the NBA during my high school years. I was always a kid who wanted to be famous, wanted to be in the spotlight. I handle that situation very well. I know how to handle everything about that. And now I'm in a business where people are paying money to see me and asking me for my picture and autograph. So it's a special feeling.
It definitely is. It's almost magical. I mean, I admit I haven't experienced it myself insofar as maybe a few people recognize me from my show. Diana certainly had that feeling, but there's just something amazing when you know that a lot of people are just kind of pulling for you, and they're sort of your soulmate briefly, because not your soulmate, but your compadre. You know, they're looking at you on screen and they're kind of sympathizing, not necessarily sympathizing, but living your experience with you, would you say?
Yep. I would say a lot of kids from my hometown, though, they don't really understand how special this is going on. So they don't want this to succeed. And I honestly don't mind that. It doesn't bother me. Like, honestly, anything you do, the only time haters and people that don't want you to succeed will come out is when you're having success at something. And every day I'm just getting more and more success and getting bigger names. So I don't care if people don't want this to succeed, because the kids that don't want this to go through are also the kids who have no say if it goes through or not. So it doesn't bother me at all.
Right. And that's a good thing. You're absolutely right. When you're undertaking an endeavor like this, you almost have to expect that there's going to be naysayers just throwing the ping pong balls at you, and you just have to bounce them off.
It doesn't faze me one bit. I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? You have to make it motivate you more. That's certainly true. Now, let's see. How did who sort of first approached? Was it a friend? Was it somebody in the industry?
One of the kids who I'm friendly with. His name is Jake Rogers. He's the one who made the film.
Okay. Okay, so he's
he did a
I guess
school project at Rutgers.
Okay. Okay, so that was basically a Rutgers film project, and it
started very small. The film itself isn't the best quality film. It's all over. The structure is all over. But it basically just did its job, which is open up doors for me to way bigger things.
Right, right. Now, did, let's see, I assume, is this sort of like a day in your life, a week, or is it just various periods of things that you're doing?
I would say my whole life, basically, really starting to get going around my early high school years.
Ah. Okay, so let's say it's kind of your formative years. That's usually either the most awkward time or the most exciting time to capture on film.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're probably, maybe for all of us, we could probably say you get a little bit of all of that, right?
Yeah, you get a pretty wild young kid growing up in a nice area, but not really doing the typical nice area kind of thing with his life.
Right. So now, yeah, you got, let's say, all right, 13 minutes. I guess I assume you guys probably found a lot of footage, and you probably had to edit it down to 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you could probably build on that, and I have to admit I have not seen the film yet, although I hope to one day. But mm-hmm. is it safe to say it's something that we could take this as a springboard and maybe add some additional footage or maybe a narration and turn it into a feature?
Yeah. I can't disclose what kind of film this is gonna be on the air. I'm not allowed to, but this is being turned into possibly a huge Hollywood kind of movie with what we're talking about.
Ah, okay.
And then we're going to do a documentary.
That sounds very good.
And then we're going to do a documentary after the feature film's done.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, that the secrecy of it lends a little more excitement to it. I like that. That's quite fascinating. Let's see. So have you gotten... Now, we talk about sort of enjoying the ride while it's happening. So have you gotten to meet a lot of, in the process, a lot of industry professionals in the city and elsewhere?
Yeah, I am going to pretty much every huge event in New York City right now, being asked to go. Monday night, I was at the VH1 after party. I'm going to the HBO party in a couple of weeks. I'm a very hot commodity around the city right now.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, who'd
pretty
you meet
crazy
at,
thing going
you
on.
Get to, yeah, yeah. Who'd you get to meet at VH1?
It's actually a funny story. A lot of photographers around New York City right now are going crazy over me and trying to get any shots they can. And I was at the VH1 party, and photographers asked, hey, would you mind taking a picture with this lady? And honestly, I knew everyone there at the VH1 party is a celebrity, basically. You don't get invited to that unless you're something. So
right.
I knew he was asking me to take a picture with someone, but it was actually the lead lady in Salt and Pepper, and I had no clue who she was. But the funny part is he knew who I was.
Oh, my goodness.
He heard about
that's great.
Me, and I didn't have any idea who she was. Yeah, it's pretty funny in my mind.
Yeah, that's a little – I guess they could say that's from my era. Because how old – if I may ask, how old are you?
Sure, 23.
You're 20. Okay, yeah, because Salt, I'm a little bit. I'm 48. So yeah, I remember Salt and Pepper when I was actually a little bit older than you. That's funny. Oh, that's excellent, though.
I'm like,
and now what's
I'm
the
into
next?
I'm into EDM, rap. Like that's what I do. And like I'm not like. So I had no clue who that was, and then I looked her up afterwards. I was like, oh wow.
That's the amazing thing at some of these parties, just the excitement of not knowing who you just met. That could be just as exciting. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the next one you're going to be going to?
I'm going to the
right?
HBO summer party in the city.
Excellent, excellent. That's great. But at some point, you're going to be too big for our little, for Diana and Sandy's parties. We hope not. We hope you keep coming.
I mean, definitely, it's getting there very fast, but I'll still stick around as long as I can.
Of course, you absolutely should. That's what it's all about. Because I think Diana and I both agree. Like the ride, the ride to success, even if it doesn't go as smoothly as planned, can be awesomely exciting. And you're going to get some of that, and that's really incredible. What about now your friends? Okay, your parents, obviously, or your dad, pardon me, obviously was a little nonplussed, but what do your friends say about all this?
I have a lot of friends growing every day. Some of my friends are like the biggest supporters. They would do anything for me right now. And I appreciate that. And then I have some other friends who are, I would say, trying to take advantage of me and kind of thing. And I've basically separated from them because I'm not having any part of that. I'm surrounding myself with the right people right now because everyone would want to hang out with me right now. Everyone wants me to do something, but I'm focused right now on stuff and I'm not letting anything get in the way. So like if someone's trying to do a distraction, I'm not letting it become a distraction. I'm just blocking it out.
Nice, nice. That is key to life too. I mean, a lot of people, sadly, a lot of people don't realize that they are detrimental. They think they're doing a good thing, whatever, and in fact, they're kind of inhibiting your creativity by being a naysayer all the time. Would you agree?
Because regardless, at the end of the day, how much money you might make, that doesn't even matter. How much money you make or what you do for a living. They will never have the limelight, spotlight, celebrity parties that I do. So they want to bring me down, kind of thing.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's the only you really can't do much. You just have to sort of perform and do your thing, and that's the only way you're going to convince these people. They'll just they're just going to be on the sidelines nagging you no matter what. So you just got to kind of do your thing, keep figuring things out. Now, let's say simultaneously with this, all right, film project, future film project, which we're going to call Project X. Now, do you personally, are you thinking of sort of trying to branch out into some other things, some other ideas?
I have a good team growing around me right now for the film. I have some opportunities right now in front of me. Right now, I'm trying to take it a little slowly just because I have a huge film star to be prepared. But I do have some other opportunities. I'm about to sign on with a huge New York City manager. I'm also probably going to have a second manager at the same time representing me. Stuff's happening very fast for me, and I have a lot going for me right now, I would say.
Wow, that's amazing, too, because especially here in New York, there's such talent available to you out there, you know, in terms of management, career choices. That must have been a tough choice, just like these people probably throw themselves at you, and now you got to make a decision, right?
The one thing I'll say about that is the New York City manager, one of the New York City managers that I'm signing on, he's starting to become a pretty huge name, and he doesn't take anyone on, and he's in love with me right now about my future.
Wow. That's good. That's definitely excellent.
And I'm also the kind of kid, some people from my hometown might disagree with this, but truthfully, when it comes to this film, I'm going to make it very big off of it, very likely. I'm going to have a lot of chances, but to me, the people that's around me with this film, like my executive producer, Xavier, who I can't speak enough about, awesome guy. He knows exactly what he's doing, a professional in the business. These guys are all established already in the business, but I have an opportunity in my mind, a chance here to not only get myself out to Los Angeles, but to get many people around me out to LA with me if they want to. Like, I'm not just about myself. I want to help and get numerous people to LA with me if they want to go there with me. I have the chance to do that too, I realize.
Oh, that's an excellent thing. Hell, I would go with you if I had time. that's honorable. I mean, that really shows that you still maintain a connection to your friend base, to the places that you lived. That's a good thing, definitely.
So I'm going to the clubs every night right now. I'm going to the hot clubs and stuff. But without the big time people part of this film, like, the club life and all that, that's great, but that would die down if you don't have anything. We live in a culture of what have you done for me lately? And I'm just getting bigger right now, and I realize those people are going to make me to the stage where I'm an absolute so-called hot ticket celebrity.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not easy. If you know the old saying, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. So, I mean, if you can sort of ride this wave here,
I'm making
I'd say
it
in
New York City right now. Yeah, I'm making it pretty well in New York City right now. And honestly, I don't even have much to show for me right now. I have a small school project film. However, everyone is doing everything for me based off of potential and them seeing how big I'm going to get, which is an awesome feeling, too. I'm just on the ride.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Let me, before we continue, let me ask you, do you have, like, a website, for instance, blog, anything that you want to put out there, which I will include also on my website?
To the show, I will give you some information. Some people, part of the film, they didn't want me to disclose anything on the radio tonight, because we are getting hit up by crazy amounts of people right now about nonsense or about small photo shoots and stuff, and we're going in the direction where we need to separate everything right now because we're just getting that blown up right now.
Ah, excellent. Okay. Well, definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I would certainly be glad to share with my public.
So everyone that's interested in anything to do with me, I'm going to give out my email after this show. It's the film email. Okay. So you can contact from me with that, and someone will get back to you that day regarding whatever concern or whatever you may want to talk to us about.
Okay, that's good. That's excellent. Now, getting to L.A., which is – that's going to be your next destination. So have you done, let's say, at this point, have you reached out to, let's say, to that end of the country, building some connections?
Yeah, sure. I'm definitely – some people in L.A. at a very – in a very small amount of time know about me. I will say that.
Sure.
I also will say – L.A. is the kind of place you don't want to rush to. If you're succeeding in New York City and doing well, they're keeping an eye on you, and they'll call you when they want you. Besides for the top five out of L.A., there's nothing going on in L.A. That's basically where young actors go to die kind of thing. Like, I always wanted to be in L.A. I realize I'm going to be in L.A. sooner than later, but I'm not going to rush into it. My main focus right now is Coot. That's going to be produced and directed out here. Production's going to be out here. And I have no reason to go out to L.A. yet. I will take some trips out there when the time occurs. However, I'm going to be patient with L.A. I'm going to choose a couple people around me who I've known for a while or people part of the film to hopefully come out to L.A. with me so I'm not alone out there because I realize what the celebrity lifestyle is all about, New York fame life. Like, I'm getting pictures taken of me at every event right now. And L.A. is even going to be more crazy because it's L.A. and because I'm going to have a way bigger name when I get out there. So I don't want to be by myself. Obviously, I'm going to have a manager, agent, and everything. But I also want one of my friends or somebody to be out there with me.
That is a point well taken. I have a few friends who are out there, not all successful. They kind of echoed what you just said. It's a beautiful place to live, but you're right. You're absolutely right. Not something to necessarily rush into.
Yeah. If you're out here having success like I am, and I'm just starting to blow up. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason to go to LA. Like, LA will call your manager, your agent when they want you. They will 100% do that. If you go to LA before they want you, you literally just get lost in the crowd. And that's the last thing I'm trying to do right now. I have a focus. I have the right people around me telling me what to do. And I'm listening to them 100% because they've been in the industry for a while and they know how much potential I have. And they also realize I'm a young kid and a lot of people say stuff to me. So they want to make sure I'm making the right decisions. And so far I've made every right decision I have to, and I'm going to keep doing that.
Excellent. That is excellent. It's good. It's absolutely good to have, you know, that presence of mind, not to jump into anything and to maintain your decisions, to maintain the proper information to make your decisions correct. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, just in terms of film in general, your likes and what kind of stuff do you watch? I mean, other than your
what
own,
kind of
you know,
stuff?
What
do
kinds
I
of interest? Yeah, in terms of
lately,
film. And...
lately, I honestly haven't had time for much, honestly. I'm like barely sleeping right now. I have a lot on my plate. I'm going out basically every night now. I don't watch too much. I mean, I'm huge into sports, but I've always been, like, a diehard sports guy in my life, and even that's starting to, like, take precedence. Other stuff's starting to come over that. Like, I barely even watched the NBA Finals this year, and I would never miss that for anything in the past.
Ah, okay. You're a fan? Any team you're a fan of with the NBA?
Yeah, I'm a huge Nets fan, but, like, I'm a big Kevin Durant fan, but I was kind of disappointed by his decision to go to Golden State.
I absolutely was as well. I thought the talent was starting to spread itself a little nicely in the NBA, but once again, it's concentrating itself into a small cluster of teams. Any baseball or football?
Yeah, I'm a huge Mets fan, a huge Jets fan. I was at the Mets game last week. I was going to a lot of games. Now I just don't have the time anymore, but love the Jose Reyes pickup. I'm a huge Mets fan, like I said. Try to go to as many games as I can. And then the Jets, too, I'm a huge fan of.
And you're the same as me then. I was there Saturday, actually. The success that you're having kind of counters the travails that we undergo as Mets and Jets fans. So, never easy, never easy. But this is definitely. I am very enthused to see that that things are moving along for you so well. It's exciting. A lot of people just really. I'm not talking about just, professionals, but a lot of people, no matter who they are, just are afraid to just step off that ledge just to do that. I'm not talking about to jump off a building, but to just do that thing that they love. You know, they're trapped sometimes by very high paying jobs, and they just are not willing to just be daring, take that step. In your case, you were very daring. You left school, in senior year? High school.
Yeah.
And, I have people who I work with who are making very good salaries, and they've been in the company for 26 years and feel that they're imprisoned to stay the four more, just to make it to 30. So it's very commendable that you're taking that risk now, and it's such a turbulent world now that
The one thing I'll say mm-hmm. during every interview for me is I don't want to suggest kids like listening to this. Hey, like this kid's making it to fame. This kid dropped out of high school. Don't do that. I'm a very unique kid. I'm a different kind of kid. I have a very unique story. I also have the personality for the fame. Like you have to have so much stuff to go together to make it like I am making. Everything click. Everything's there for me. Like I have so much going for me, but like, honestly, I'm all in for a young kid, kind of like me. When he realizes if a kid realizes he's not going to go to college, honestly, I would say drop out of high school to them. That's what I would say. I don't think it's college. If you're going to go to college and do that, then obviously stay in school. But if you're not, then you're wasting your time, regardless of what teachers say, what they say. They'll tell you otherwise. But they're clowns. They don't know what they're talking about. Those are the last people you should be listening to, because I can say it's on the radio. And I could have this backed up by numerous people. My high school took advantage of me, and my high school tried to, like, say all this stuff, but everything now is coming out. And they also are the same ones who I know, because I've been told, who are watching everything with this film very closely right now, watching every step that goes on with me.
Right, right. Now, in the intervening years, now you left high school, let's say around 17 or 18, now you're 23. Mm-hmm. Was there a little bit of trial and error? Because you have a 5-year intermission there between then and now. Like, what happened
just,
in between?
It was more just waiting for the opportunity. But, like, after I dropped out of high school, my dad went away that whole summer, and I was having Project Exit that whole summer. Like, I was having crazy parties in a residential area, like my dad's house. I was treating it as, like, a frat house. I was having crazy parties every night. My dad got back, the house was trashed, so he kicked me out of the house. So I was just like living on the street for the whole summer, just like chilling, hanging out, sleeping in my friend's places a lot, just doing my own thing. And then I finally went back in the house, and then all my friends started leaving for colleges, so I started visiting all of them. I've been to like 40, 45 different colleges just for fun too.
So you've been to more college than most people who actually go to college.
Correct.
By paying all those visits, yeah. And that's almost like a learning experience in itself, probably, by just visiting all your friends and knowing what their thoughts and dreams are.
I had some wild times, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that too. Of course. I'll tell you the truth. When I went to college in the city, you might have heard of it, Cooper Union.
I have.
It's an engineer. Yeah, it's an engineering school. It's down in the East Village, actually. It's very famous as engineering schools go, but not so much to the general public. And it gets, let's just say, engineering could get a little bit tedious at times. But then in junior year, I kind of had that, kind of what you're having now. I took classes at NYU, And the world opened up for me because that was such a cooler school. And then I started visiting my friend at SUNY Buffalo. I don't know if you've been to that one.
I don't have it.
No, yeah, it's in the early 90s, it was a, or actually the late 80s, it was a party school. And it's kind of like at that point, I realized, I said, you know what, I'm going to do my work, but I'm not, I'm just going to try to have some fun as well.
Gotcha.
And yeah. And then you just, you kind of, when the world opens up to you, you kind of just have a whole different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So, and well, let's see now. What else could we, what else could we touch on here? Is there anything, let's say, that any cool events that you might be, that might be sort of public that people could meet you at in the near future, or?
Right now, there's not really anything going on. I'm trying to think. I was offered Philly this weekend for a film festival, but it didn't really make sense for me and my team to do Philly this weekend. We didn't feel like it was the right festival, so I turned that down. I'm honestly, like I said earlier in the show, I'm starting to get away from the festival landscape, honestly. Right now, at least, I'm big enough where we don't need me at festivals anymore. Like I said earlier, the school project film, it was a great film. It got me in the door, but the film structure and the story behind it's all over the place, and we don't want to be affiliated with it. We don't want me starting to blow up, be affiliated with a film that we don't see the quality. And we don't see that I need to be part of that anymore. So very soon that's going to be that whole thing is going to be over. We're working on something else to possibly go through some festivals in the meantime just to still have some name, because there are some serious film festivals that are starting to show a lot of interest in us and contact me regarding, hey, are you showcasing any weekend? Are you going to be anywhere this weekend? We want you to headline, kind of thing. And sometimes I consider it. I made a couple trips out to whatever location it is, did the whole dinner thing, them taking me out to dinner, offering their pitch to me. But unless I see, that's what's going on here. Everyone sees how special this is going to be and how special I am. But at the end of the day, no, like, one weekend, hey, we'll put you up in a 5-star, we'll do this, we'll do that for you, we'll change my mind. I'm a kid that comes from nothing. I had nothing most of my life. I'm just starting to have some stuff. I'm not going to let one weekend interfere with the rest of my life. Like, if this goes how I'm on course for it to go, I'll have everything they're offering for me. So I'm not going to ruin everything for one weekend. And also, it's not even under my control anymore. There's a whole film team that's starting to be established, which everyone has a say on what happens at this film. It's not just my say anymore. And they don't want me doing that either. It doesn't make sense for anyone. And I completely agree with them. So it's not like they're saying that to me and just like ruining a weekend for me, because that's not the case at all. It's me going, I'm all about bigger picture with this. I'm not going to have one weekend possibly ruin everything when it comes to premiere status with a feature film or anything. So, like, I'm just going to stay course right now and just wait, and very soon I'm going to have everything that these festivals are offering without me giving them something. So, because for people that don't understand right now, like, listening and don't really know how the entertainment business works, a lot of people right now see me as value to them. Either right now or down the road. Like, I'm value right now. Like, I'm a up-and-coming huge celebrity right now. Like, people want me to be at their club. People want me to be at their festival. They know right now, at the very least, I won't hurt them, and I'm only going to help them by bringing some people with me. And then down the road, the potential is crazy for what I could be doing at their clubs.
Right, exactly. Now, what you were saying before about when we're not going to ask for details, definitely, but with the feature film, do you worry in a way that it's sort of, with a team on board now, that it's sort of going to get maybe too much out of your control, that it
might stop being
your baby?
No, I don't, because my executive producer, who's going to be the executive producer, he understands me. He understands who I am, and we have a lot of directors in this area, other areas, who are very fascinating and watching development very closely, and they want to be directors on this. However, we haven't made any promises yet. We have a couple of people flying in over the next few weeks to meet with us, and we're going to take our time and make sure we have the right people around us, people that understand who I am, people understand what the story is, because if we have that, then we have a home run on our hands that's going to be in theaters for years and be on TV for years for people to see.
Excellent, excellent. And possibly, if that's successful, maybe other media projects for you too. Who knows, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have other movies that I'm definitely getting hit up and interested about right now. Though, however, I'm definitely watching, seeing what's out there. I have a big time New York City manager about to be on board. So I'm going to definitely see what he has offered to me, and I'm definitely going to, if it makes sense, I'm going to definitely very consider it. However, mm-hmm. my main focus, everyone could say this, is on Cooch right now. This is my home run. This is my, like, opening up the door with me kind of thing. I'm using my own kind of movie, which is, that doesn't come around to open up the door for me. That's, the entertainment business, the movie business, actor business is, like, the hardest business. Like, being a sports athlete and an actor are the two hardest things. And I'm using something to get me in the door that, like, no one can, like, argue is, like, the best way to do it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I have, like, casting directors and you around New York City. I have big-time New York City film people, like, in awe of me right now. They realize something very crazy is going on with me right now. And they want to have me in something right now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's definitely a good thing. Certainly a lot of promise.
Not to mention, like I said, a lot of New York City photographers are all over me right now. It's getting to the point where, honestly, unless I'm getting something for it, I'm going to be doing it much longer because I'm not going to just be giving time to New York City photographers just so they could snap every picture they can get of me when I'm not getting anything and they're getting value out of me. Like, it's at the point where I'm a big enough name, they're coming to me, so I clearly see they see the value in me, so I should definitely be getting some sort of return product.
Yeah, yeah. Well, before you continue, I'm going to leave this up to you now, Jared. I see a call that has come in. It appears to be same area code as you. I leave it up to you if you want to chat, or if you don't have time, that's fine as well. I leave it entirely to you.
Sure. Let's see who it is. However, if it's someone I don't want to deal with right now, let's just hang it up.
We won't. I'm just going to ask whoever is, before we put him or her on, I'm just going to ask whoever is calling in to be respectful just to state their case, and we're not going to tolerate any tomfoolery. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? Who's this?
I'm doing all right. I've known Jared for quite some time, and I really don't know where he's getting
we're
off talking
there.
Like he's some kind of celebrity.
Okay.
All right, we're canceling.
You know,
he's
got no talent whatsoever. I grew up
okay,
with
wait, stop.
All right, we're canceling.
Okay. All right, before we continue, that was going to be an irate caller, or?
Yeah. You Jared, can tell right away. I don't have time for whoever that is. Like, whoever that is, like, what are you doing? Like, one of your own kids from your hometown is making it huge. Why are you disrupting something that you should be happy about?
Right. Okay. Well, they hung up. But we don't want to make this any time for people to just throw verbal abuse at anyone. This is just time to get to know you. If we had a sort of a respectful challenger, we could have gone
for
with
sure.
That, but let's not. Okay. So in any case, anything that you want to sort of finish up, conclude with, audience about?
I mean, I like to say to people, I'll keep you guys updated. I'm probably going to have another few festivals along the way, so before this end. So I have a lot of people that I've made promises to, a lot of newer people that I'm starting to become pretty close with. Like, I'll get you out to a festival, I'll guest list you kind of thing. So I have a lot of those people. I'm definitely going to try to have at least one more festival in the New York City area. I'm working on something right now for that. I could be possibly one of the headliners at a big-time New York City festival. I also have another festival in North Jersey that it looks like I'm going to be participating in. And I don't know besides that, but I will let everyone know. I'll be on my Facebook, Jared Kuderoff. I also have – so everyone can see that. You can follow me on Snapchat if you want. If you want Cooterbug 2500, Instagram Truth24, I'll post that too. My email I'm not disclosing at this time, but however, if you're a photographer or someone that needs to reach me or anyone on my team, you're more than welcome to to email the email that I'm going to give out after this show, and you could contact it that way. I'll also give out my cell phone after this show, and that will be handled on a discretion of who will be receiving my cell phone number, because I am about to have a second cell phone, because I am getting way too many texts that I should not be receiving and people that I do not want to be disturbed about right now. So I am keeping my friends and random people on a separate line as film and business matters.
Okay. All right. Well,
I also will say I have done a couple small autograph signings so far at bars. Nothing planned right now, but if I'm ever at one again, I would love to have you guys there, depending who you guys are. I also would say if you are someone listening, as you guys already know, who's starting to make it big, let's say in modeling or entertainment, you guys already know this because I tell you guys this all the time. Like, I'm more than welcome to bring you to any event I can bring you to. If I'm allowed to bring you to an event, I'll bring you. Like, I'm all about, like I said earlier, it's not only about me. I have a chance to make so many people around me big, and, like, I wanna blossom with people who are also trying to blossom. I have the chance to take care of you guys, and I'm more than happy to kind of, like, take care of you guys because, like, this is the coolest thing I'm going through right now, and a lot of people see what I'm going through, and I know I can help some people out to get to the level where they're VIP at the top club, where they're starting to be treated like, if they actually want to be treated like a celebrity, if they want to live that life, I'm not going to say, like, it's not for everyone. I didn't understand what that meant, but it's clearly not for everyone. Like, you're not sleeping at night. Every place you go, you have a camera in your face. I love that. It definitely gets tiring in moments where, like, I don't want part of it, but I don't admit that. I know how to just keep going, kind of thing. Like,
I'm
just starting here, so it's just going to get huger, and I love it. Like, if someone's taking a picture of me at a club, the thing that goes through my mind is, like, this might be annoying. However, they're not taking pictures of the person next to me. They could be doing that instead, but they want to take pictures with me because they see the value in me. They see where I'm going. So in my head, it's an awesome feeling.
Yeah,
I also
it
would
is.
Like to
I,
say,
I can imagine.
Oh,
go ahead.
I also, over the last month and a half, it's just completely, absolutely taken off my life. And it's awesome. I can't thank again my executive producer, Xavier. I can't thank him enough. Like, I'm so happy about my choice I made with him. He's so professional, knows exactly what he's doing when it comes to everything. And I can just relax. I can do my part in the film, and I can let everybody else, of what their role is, they're going to do what their role is. I'm not going to do too much. Like, this is the kind of thing, it might be my film and everything, but, like, I don't know how to edit a film. I'm not going to try to edit a film. That's when disaster happens with entertainment business. You do what you can do, and you leave other people to do what they do, kind of thing. I'm the star. I'm not the editor. I'm not the photographer. Like, I know hundreds of people who would love to be part of this film. If they're qualified enough, if we find you to be qualified enough, and we find that you could be beneficial to our thing, then we'll let you have a part in this, and you'll have a big-time part, and you'll enjoy the success with us. However, if not, then we have someone else waiting for us.
Right. Well, that's an excellent outlook, and that's the best way to think of it. Let everyone do their thing and know that they're contributing to something greater, and it all works out. Excellent.
I also,
and
there's a couple people I definitely would touch on before this ends, who I would like to thank.
Sure.
A couple people that are, I would say, like, kind of role models, the kind of thing right now for me. This might surprise a lot of people,
absolutely,
but I dropped this during a TV interview the other day. For people who's about to watch the film after we get over with this, one of the huge names who you might be able to realize I might be a little similar to, and who's probably my biggest, one of the biggest fan of, is Betty Wong, a North Jersey guy growing up about 15 minutes from where I did in my hometown area, dropped out of high school, all science sensation in the music field, the next hot ticket, making it huge. And I come from a nice residential area, very close to him. He came from a very tough area. However, our stories are very similar. Both with our parents. Both were homeless at times, basically doing nothing with our life. And we are both blossoming on the scene. Like, I dropped out of high school. He did. And we're both, and like I'm going through what he went through a few years kind of thing. And honestly, I've met a lot of celebrities along this way. And honestly, I don't think it's long before I'm at the Team of Venison, to be honest, chilling with him. That's where this is going. If I'm hanging out at the top clubs every night and at huge events. And I also want to say, like, so the Fetty Wap thing, I'm a huge fan of him. I would say another kid, more kid from my hometown, but my friend Justin from my hometown.
Okay.
He's one of my best friends, been best friend for a while. He's just an awesome friend. He's one of the kids that would do anything for me, and I know that. Like, he's just, like, an awesome guy, and I'm going to make sure I take care of him. He's not my friend because of it. He's the last thing. That's the last thing he's looking for. But when I make it big and I start to make it huge on the scene, I'm definitely going to do something nice for him. He's, like, he's done so much for me, and I, like, the least I could do is just help him out a little, just, like, take him on a trip or something, because I realize, like, without him, I wouldn't be in this position either. Another friend I would like to thank is my friend in Hoboken, Mike Rochelle. Awesome kid. Would do anything for me again, too. He had a lot of pressure on him at times in Hoboken, I would say. When other kids in Hoboken, they didn't like how I was starting to get famous and the way I was acting when it comes to some stuff. So they decided to, like, separate themselves with me. And honestly, I don't mind that. I kind of like that. If you don't want to be my friend, don't be my friend. I have so many friends. Like, Mike stuck by me. He believed in me. And he realized at the end of the day I was onto huge things. And he also realized I wasn't doing anything that bad. Like, some people will, like, you never lived a celebrity fame life. So you don't know what a pressure you're under. So he understood that. And I would like to say thank you on the air to him, because he had some pressure under him. And I know that. And he stuck by me. And he was like, he wasn't happy with me when it comes to some stuff, but he always was my friend. I would also like to thank another kid at Hoboken, my friend Dan Silverman, a great guy. I would say, like to thank him too. He's done a lot for me also. Trying to think. I would also like to give my sister, younger sister Jenna, a shout out. She's 14, and she's the biggest fan of this film. She's the biggest fan of the success that I'm starting to have. She doesn't have anything to open up the door for or anything, but at least personality-wise, even at 14 years old, she has a little of that flair, like I want to be around the celebrities kind of thing to her. That doesn't come along every day to someone.
Right.
And I would like to thank one last person. Honestly, stuff's been tough. And honestly, right now, I want to say everything's great between us. He's kind of not sure exactly what's going on with me because he's never been around the entertainment business. He's also my dad, so he doesn't understand why his son might be becoming the next huge ticket overnight. But I would like to say, like, thank you for everything you've done for me. Like, I love you. Like, tough times are over. Like, I got you very soon. Like, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do for you. I'm going to be able to do whatever. I'm going to help you out. Like, that's what's happening here. So I want to, like, say, like, thank Dad for everything you've done for me.
Well, that's excellent. I admire you for definitely reaching out to your friends and sharing your experience with them. That's a great thing. And for the record, if any of the New York Mets or Jets are listening, please feel free to come to some of Jared's events, because I'll get your autograph as well.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely trade autographs. I've traded autographs with a few celebrities so far.
Yeah, no, that's
sure,
a good thing. That's
honestly, if any of you guys are listening, I can bring you to some, like, top, like, events, like, celebrity events. Maybe not in the sports industry, but, like, if you want to be at, like, a huge entertainment event, I can make it happen, and I can get you on the list for that.
All right. Well, I got to talk to you then about that one day. I'll have a little time, but I certainly hope to meet up with you and spend some more time with you at the next.
For sure, of course. Also, if anyone listening wants to watch the film, you can I'm going to say the best way to go about that is to Facebook me, Jared Kudrov, or just ask the show if you can have the password to the film. It's a private link. However, depending who you are, if you're a random person with no connections or anything, like, I would be happy to give it out to you guys. Most of you guys. I'm not going to explain who I'm not trying to give it out to right now. But for the most part, after you watch this interview, listen to this interview, you're definitely going to want something to do with me and watch this crazy film that's blowing up in front of my eyes. And you guys are more than welcome to. It's going to be shut down in a few days from now, so this is the time right now if you want to watch it. It's not, like, the whole film, for people that don't understand, like, what that means, the whole film's being taken down. Like, there's not going to be a film with me in it very soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so,
whole film's being shut down. Like, me and my team decided, like, we want the whole thing over.
Right, right. So basically, you're looking to start fresh with your new thing. I gotcha.
Yeah, we're starting fresh. We have a couple other small things that I'm participating in, another film where I'm the lead actor of. So we'll see where that goes. But the feature film of Coot is not going to be anything like the school project film. So, and honestly, it's not a good film, like I said. And I already made a big enough name where I don't really need to meet more people. I know how to meet more people now without having the actual film shown, which is awesome. Like, this past weekend, I had a film festival where the film didn't get into, but somehow I was still a huge part of the weekend. And that doesn't happen
right
to everyone. Like that never comes around, I was told. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, if you don't get into a festival, like, you want you to buy a ticket to the festival and you can go, but you're not being asked for photos with the festival banner. You're not getting comped everything the whole weekend. Like, that's what's going on here with me.
Right, right. Well, I'm very happy for all that, and I certainly hope your good streak continues. And as soon as you get me that info, I will certainly share it with anyone that you would like. So we'll conclude it here. I think this is very fascinating.
I also want to say one last thing. I have T-shirts out, Coot T-shirts that some people have been buying. If you want one of those, just message me on Facebook or something, Jared Kudrow.
Great.
Yeah, they're pretty cool T-shirts. My friend Rob Greenspan over in L.A., awesome designer, designed the whole logo, everything. He would love to do some freelance work for you guys. If you guys ever have something for him, you could email me or Facebook me regarding his info. I'm not going to give out his info online. I mean, on the radio, but he's an awesome, young, talented designer, and he would be happy to do it for you. He's done awesome work, and he has many referrals he could send to you. Awesome kid, too. Thanks, Rob, for everything you've done
great
for me.
Well, when I get my logo together, I will absolutely keep that in mind, because that will be happening soon. I need a logo too. I like your logo.
For sure.
Definitely, very good.
Definitely go with Rob. He's the right guy for it.
Excellent. I certainly appreciate that. All right. So again, Jared, Coots, whatever you choose, I wish you continued success. Hope to meet you in the future. Get us the info where we can see the current film if you'd like, and then we will certainly keep tabs on you for the future and see where you're headed to.
Of course. Please do so.
And thank you for joining us, and maybe we'll have you again
one
day.
Yeah, my pleasure. I would be happy to come back on anytime you would like.
Great. All right, so that was our interview with Coots. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a story of success and a story of putting yourself out there and taking chances, which more of you people out there got to learn to do. Even if you have a job, do something on the side that makes you happy, like this young man has, and you'll be all the better for it. Take care.